We know we are dependent on this for our daily well-being and have a responsibility to preserve this for generations yet to come. Help us recognise how we can make a difference to mitigate the effects of climate change. We know that we have much while others have little. Give us love and care for our neighbours, in our communities and across the world, and a willingness to share. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You, Lord, are head of our body, the Church, and we pray for the Christian Church worldwide, that we may always recognise that you are our King. We are called to serve you in many different ways, using the unique gifts and talents you have given to us. Stir up in each one of us the fruits of the Spirit, as we seek to honour you in thought, in word, and in action. Help us to grow as communities of faith and hope. Make us a kingdom of priests to serve you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Almighty God, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, as an example. So give us the humility to respect all those in positions of authority. We pray for those in government, that they may work for the good of all they serve. Encourage all those in leadership roles to work compassionately for equality for all. We pray for all those involved in significant political discussions at this time, that your will be done. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, you are the light of our world, the Alpha and the Omega, and we pray for all those for whom life seems challenging. We remember all on our parish prayer list and for those who have asked for our prayers. We think of the tragic stories reported through our news. We hold before you those working in essential services, that through difficult circumstances they may see the value of their role. And in a moment's silence, we bring before you, Lord, those individuals and situations in our hearts and minds. These and all our prayers we offer in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. Let us pray. Go forth into the world in peace. Render to no one evil for evil, but leave to that which is good. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remain with you now and always.
Amen.
Amen. The rector has asked me to draw attention to one or two matters this morning. First of all, St. Columba's Art Club invites you to an exhibition and sale of paintings by club members next Saturday, that's the 26th of November, between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the parish hall. Entry is free. St. Columba's has one of the best known art clubs in Belfast and beyond, and your support would be appreciated, but I'm sure also you would find this of great interest. That's next Saturday. I've also been asked to draw your attention to a flyer drawing attention to the details of a Christmas concert with the Ulster Consort in St. Mark's Dundella on Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30. Now, I'm not going to mention this in detail because these flyers are down at the west end of the church and you can pick one up, and if you're interested, you'll find all the detail there. Next Sunday, as we're aware, is Advent Sunday, and in word and in song at 10:30 next Sunday morning, we will be reflecting on the significance of Advent for Christians. I commend that service to you, as indeed I commend all services in this parish church to you. And the final thing to say this morning, as you'll note, at the conclusion of the service, as I said at the beginning, there will be tea and coffee provided by the Mums and Tots groups. You can support Pudsey and Children in Need if you wish to do so, but if you have time to spare without putting pressure on anyone, it'll be lovely to have a few minutes with you at the conclusion of the service. And so now we move to the concluding hymn, Hail Redeemer, King Divine.